Okay, good morning, everyone. This morning's Parsha Shir, like all the Parsha Shir, the next couple of months is being sponsored in the merit of Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bas Shena Minna. We start the Sefer Shmos, and the primary purpose of the Malbim in Sefer Shmos, if I had to summarize what all his commentary is basically driving at, is to try to apprehend the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Yisrael, the role model of all the Jewish people for all the generations. And many of his comments focus on the strengths of Moshe, the unique qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu, certainly ideas for all of us to emulate. Let's begin. But he first begins just with waxing rather Kabbalistic in the first pshat, Vatikach lo tevas gomeh. So Moshe was hidden in a boat of sorts made out of reeds, and the Malbim finds a remez here. Al derech, take a look at the first source. Al derech a remez. Achash shlosha chadashim yom ledes Moshe b'zayin va'ad nishlamu b'zayin sivan. Did we ever think about this? The 3 months after Moshe was born, Zayin Adar. 3 months later, Zayin Sivan. Yom Matan Torah, right? Yom Shabo Asid Lalos El Elokim Mantor Nirmaz B'Teva Zu Inyan Kola Atzmusa Shemosa V'Inyano. This Teva, this boat, this box, whatever that Moshe was floating in, has a remez to the following idea: Ki Ha'Adam Murkav Miguf V'Nefesh. Man is made out of soul and body. V'Nefesh Segura B'Beis Kelav Amasar Hagvia, and the soul is tied up in man's body. The soul means that aspect of us which is spiritual, which yearns to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's going to say in a moment. After the sin of Adam HaRishon, says the Malbim, man's body and man's soul became intertwined, and the soul is trapped inside the body and can't leave until the day a person dies. Ulam, Moshe, Haya Badrigasa Kamo Adam Kodem HaChet. Moshe Rabbeinu was different than all human beings in this regard, and his madrega was like Adam before the sin. Shai said, "Nafsho nifredas migufo." His soul was separate from his body. Yichol hafshit simlas achomim elav chaleis, and his soul was able to escape from the body at any time it wanted. V'haisa kibas melech shuchenes behechal rishus biyadul latzis menechal fi yitzono. Morgo b'fichach mechidos lahamshel sagvia ka'aniya sheba ta'avar nefesh elokis. He says that a lot of the rabbis like to draw a mashal, chach mechidos, the rabbis who make mishalim, they compare man's body to a ship that is floating through the oceans, the oceans, the waves, and that this world is like a big ocean, and the ship is like a body that houses in it a human being. The human being is the soul. So just like throughout life we're like a ship thrown through the oceans. We have a lot of challenges, things, the waves smash up against the ship, and a person couldn't make it through the ocean on his own without a ship. So too, the body, the soul can't make it through this world without a body, because the body is what shepherds, is what steers the soul through this life. Gviya means a body. However, Moshe's ship was different than all the other ships. Moshe's ship was not a ship made out of wood. Rather, it was a ship made out of reeds, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a very soft ship. So his soul could depart at any moment. But and he says, just in closing, al cheres v'tachem v'chem v'zevishu mashal alavusha agashmi ulam hateva isa migome, it was made out of reeds. She yisod ha'aviri gavar ala afruri ha'kaved, that by Moshe Rabbeinu his soul was so strong that the ship that needed to carry him wasn't a strong ship made out of wood. It was a light ship made out of reeds, to symbolize the fact that ship that was that goof, that body that was shepherding Moshe's soul throughout his journey on this world, wasn't such a strong body; it was a softer body. So all this the Malbim sees in a rev. Moshe wasn't in the strong part of the river; he was just on the side of the river. He he had an easier time negotiating that. Uvasuf. Uvasuf. Lahaske kiya isha lokiya laz nafshalo sabra bahamon yom achayim the gali ta'avosuf kimin hamayim mishisihu. As he's going to see, Moshe's name, kimin hamayim mishisihu, Moshe was pulled out of the water. He was like separate from the water. He didn't have that experience of having such a rough time in the middle of the ocean. He was kimin hamayim mishisihu. His whole life was separated. He was separated from his taivos. The Talmud, Talmud b'chof, uvasuf, mufredes min hamayim haroyim hamorim. So again, the lessons for us here, certainly our, we understand that we are souls trapped within bodies, and our bodies have various desires and taivas that lead us astray. But the goal of the body is to realize that inside it, it has a soul, and that that body is here on this earth to shepherd the soul through this body, and we're supposed to avoid, that's the idea, to avoid the pitfalls, to avoid the challenges. We should try to be mechazik, that that ship should stay its course. The ship should stay its course. It gets jerked here, it gets jerked there, this Yitzhahara, this type of this thing. We should go this way, we should go that way. But the goal of the ship is to keep strong. And Moshe Rabbeinu was our leader. He was gifted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a different kind of soul, but it's there to show us that, again, we don't have his abilities, but he was there to try to show us the way, and perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu put one ship on this earth that had the ability to be strong, even without, you know, he had a softer, he didn't need such a strong ship, but he was there to try to show us that life is about fighting this battle between the body and the soul, and the ship that guided Moshe when he went up to Har Sinai, that was the day that he was supposed to be born, and he was there to show us that we have that ability to fight that battle. Let's continue. He first talks a little bit more, then he gets much more into the practical. So let's see. Again, here the Malbim sees a Kabbalistic allusion over here, fascinating. Illusion, you know that the Gemara already says Laman Achai V'Rei'ai is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always sing Laman Achai. You think Laman Achai V'Rei'ai means a person's friends, my brothers, my friends. But the Gemara says that's already an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is our Ach. Sometimes in Chazal we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our father, right? Avinu Malkenu. But other places in Chazal you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Ach. And the Malbim finds an allusion here. The Malbim finds an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching over Moshe Rabbeinu. Look what he says. V'dorshu Chazal b'sota. It's a Gemara in Sota. It's not a Chassidish of art. There would be nothing wrong with being a Chassidish of art, but it's not just a Chassidish of art. It's a Gemara in Masechah Sota. The Gemara in Masechah Sota says, Shekulo merames al hashchina, shehanefesh, shechelek elokam imal. Man's soul is viewed as chelek elokam imal. So again, I used to translate this literally. Chelek Elohimah means man's soul, every person has inside them a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Tversky got upset with me, I'm not allowed to say that. You can't say that a human being has a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside you. That would be too much giving human, earthly characteristics to God. God is not human, he doesn't have. But it means that we have a very, very exalted, lofty, high soul, which is so, so holy and so spiritual that it's like very close, up there, very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means, even though, again, Pashuk Shat, the Malbim says, Chelek Elokam Imal. It sounds like it's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? Whatever that means, not getting into that right now. It's very, very holy. We have a piece of ourselves, a soul that's very, very exalted. So he says, Shanebshi Chelek Elokam Imal, Yeshla Achos Bamarom, and the soul has a sister. Ah, you see, like Rabbi Tversky said, it's not that this Malbim is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like our sister, Achos Bamarom, she has Shechina. So God's Shechina, that's like the sister of man's soul. Umidazu hamashkechas al nefashos hayikaros hi imahem achayos to'omos lo yisparu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over man's soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over man's soul. It's very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say every morning, Elokai neshama shenasata b'tohorahim. We have this pure soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like the sister watching. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way up there in the Olam HaElyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's such a thing called Hashkacha Pratis. Hashkacha Pratis means that for tzaddikim, for righteous people who have worked on their souls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the soul. He's watching to see what happens with that soul in the world. He's protecting, he's looking over, he's watching.
Umerachok Hashem Nirva Omi Ladea Maye Aselo.
So Moshe Rabbeinu, who had a very special soul, a very exalted soul, and his sister watched from afar to see what would happen with him. So the Malbim finds here an allusion that it means, first of all, that Moshe Rabbeinu, they had a special soul, that the Shechina Achoso, his big sister, the Shechina, Shechina is the female, his big sister, the female, is watching over Moshe's soul to see what happens to him. He's watching over him, taking care of him, the Tzaddik HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over extra special. But all of us have a soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over that soul, and he's watching, A, what we do with that soul, B, hopefully if we work to protect that soul, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and watch over and make sure that we continue to go in that direction. If we take the right steps, if we set aside times for Torah study and set aside times for Tila and watch over our souls and be Baalei Chesed and do what we have to and watch the way we talk and watch the way we treat other people, so hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond, that the big sister will be watching over us. Now let's begin to discuss a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu's personality. So Basya Bas Paro finds Moshe Rabbeinu in the Yamsuf. She opens up the Teva. She finds this Teva floating in the Yamsuf. Vatiftach. The Torah changes the language, but first Vatireus Hayeled, Vihine Na'ar Boche, Vatiftach Vatireus Hayeled, Vihine Na'ar Boche. Kfela Sakinu Yimapol Mor Shnei Dvarim. Aleph. Shirasa Es Atzmuso Upnimiuso. So Bas Pasya saw two things. Number one, she saw his nature. Pnimiuso, his nature. Number one, he saw his nature. Now, you know, the Maharal points out, very beautiful remez, that the word face in Hebrew, the word face, how do we say the word face in Hebrew? Panim. You look at a person's face, that is a window into his pnim, into his pnimiyut. You could look at a person's face, and you could see what's going on inside. You look at a person's eyes, you look at a person's face, you could tell a lot about a person by looking at their eyes. The eyes can display sadness, it can display happiness. So the panim is a view into a person's pnim. So the Malbim, that's a Maharal. But the Malbim similarly says, she saw two things. She saw what was inside him, shirasa sayel bechitzoni yuso, and then she also saw the chitzonius, ki hari'ia tia b'shnei inyanim. Ri'ia sachomer, shu yifei tor u'bari v'chazak. She saw that he was a beautiful baby, healthy. Bari v'chazak, he was yifei tor. But also Riyas Hatsura, Shira'asa b'sichla ki yesh bo tsura niskava elokit. She was able to see in him something extra special. Aside from seeing that he was physically a mature and well-developed and healthy, beautiful baby, she also saw that there was something special. She was able to look and apprehend and look at his face and see something unique and something special and some special, unique, holy, spiritual quality about him. V'alze amru Chazal shera'asa shechina imo. Chazal say she saw the shechina. Now continues. Esayad v'inei nar boche. What was the symbolism? Right, she saw the sun. She saw the boy, and there was a nar boche. Hari'ia b'chamro ra'asa shu yelad shenolad mechadash. U'b'chol zos ra'asa ki be'inyan b'chiyaso nidme kena'ar. On the one hand, he was a 3-month-old baby. On the other hand, he had the personality already of a nar. Shehis oriru kochosav. V'yeshlo regesh pnimi er umis orer. She was able to see in him, even at this young age of 3 months, based on his cry, that he was a very sensitive, emotional person. Sheze geder shem na'ar. Na'ar, he says, means milashon er. Na'ar comes from the word, you see the ayin resh shoresh, like his ori, we say. In Kabbalah Shabbos tonight, we'll say his ori. To be awakened. He had an emotional awakening, a personality that was filled with emotional sensitivity and passion. His ori. He was awake. He was crying. He was in touch with his emotions. The hispirat sleep b'chomachim ki yishevdal b'in. Paul Chamal bin Chus of Arachimim. Okay, Chemla means
Mitzad tiv hadavar ba'atzmusa. This is the Mabam always being very sensitive to language. Vatachmo means not because she was a merciful person, but because she saw that this thing, this being that she was picking up, there was something here that was able to be elevated. And this is the personality of a Jewish leader. A Jewish leader has a sensitivity. A Jewish leader is emotional. A Jewish leader isn't just about the brains, but is also about the heart. You have to have the heart of a Jew. You have to have a certain passion. You have to have a certain sensitivity, a certain regesh, a certain emotion. What do we say? Rachmana liba bai. Right? God, when he wants practice, he doesn't just want us to be automatons. He doesn't want us to be robots. He wants us to be passionate about our Judaism. He wants us to have a sensitivity, a hergish. There's a feeling that's part of being a Jew. There's a Jewish feeling. There's a Jewish sensitivity. And basya bas paro vatiftach vatireo sayeled bini nar boche. So she saw right. He said Moshe had, not only was Moshe physically strong, but he also had this sensitivity, this emotional passion. We saw he was a nar, and the Malbim sees a nar that he was air, he was awake. He was passionate. He was aware of his surroundings, and he was sensitive. Beautiful to describe. Shehis oru kochosav yishlo regesh pnimi er umis orer. He had an inner hergish. He was a bal hergish. He was someone who could feel, who could experience, who was emotional. He was in touch with his emotions. He saw and he opened up his eyes and saw in the world. He was able, as we're going to see in a moment. Take a look at the next piece. Vayigdal hayelet. Basia was so impressed with this Moshe Rabbeinu, even after she had the emotional pity on him, she brought him into the house and she raised him in the house of Paro. This was crucial, that Moshe Rabbeinu should grow up in a palace. Because when you grow up in a palace, you have a certain ga'ava atzmit. You have a certain self-confidence. He grew up with a certain self-confidence. He grew up with royalty. He was raised as royalty. He knew what was going on in the Egyptian society. He knew what was happening in government. He knew what he was in big places. He grew up with a certain strength, because a person to be a Jewish leader, you need self-confidence. You need to have strength. You need to have a certain belief in your own ability. So Moshe was a bundle of contradictions, and a leader, a person in prison, he is a bundle of contradictions. On the one hand, he's high and mighty, he's big and lofty, you need to be able to talk to kings and princes, you need to be able to have a certain strength and ability. On the other hand, he didn't forget his lowly brothers. He didn't forget his lowly brothers. He didn't forget his brothers who were slaves, they were downtrodden, they were beaten, they were persecuted. He was sitting there in the lap of luxury in the palace, eating 7-course dinners and interacting with kings and princes and pharaohs and whoever else he was dealing with over there. And on the other hand, he still didn't forget. He didn't forget. That's the paradox of being a leader. You're in a position of leadership, a position of chashivas, but you can't forget the small and the lowly. And this is Hashem arranged, that Moshe should grow up in Paro's house, so he should have the strength and the conviction and the good self-confidence to be able to stand up to a Paro. Where did he get the plates to stand up to a Paro? Because he grew up in the house of Paro. But on the other hand, he still was sensitive, and he had that Baal Hergish and sensitivity and understanding of his fellow Jew that he should, as we're going to see in a moment.
So then, as the Malbim answer a part of saying, I'm not the one to do this.
We'll get there.
I can speak up to him.
Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Good question. We'll get there. Let's see. Good, good, good. Well, the truth is, he talks for like 30 pages about that, and I skipped over most of it. We'll see if we get to a little piece of it. Good question, though.
I might have to do that for homework. You might have to send me an email after the shiur because Imamish has 30 pages. Imamish talks about it a lot, but I think it's not going to make it to the shiur. We'll see. Oh, by calling his name Moshe, that ensured that Moshe would not forget his people. He was pulled out of the water. Now listen to this. He quotes Philo. Where's Herbie when we need him? Ukvar kosav Philon ha-Yehudi. I believe that's the Greek philosopher Philo. Shehoyab Alexandria be made by his shani. Besefer Chayi Moshe. Sheshem Moshe. He says the name Moshe is both Hebrew and Greek. Look at this. Morkav min mo shehumayim b'loshon mitzri in Egyptian. Sorry. Kamo moi b'loshon arami. Umin sheh shehuloshon hotza'ah. Bahamlata, Belushan Mitzri, an Egyptian. So Philo apparently claims in ancient Egypt, the word mo meant water and the word sheh meant removed from. Bishem zeh meyed al mikrezeh, bein Belushan Mitzri, bein Belushan Ivri. So this name, Moshe, both in Hebrew and in ancient Egyptian, meant pulled out from the water. What's the significance? Bishem zeh meyed al mikrezeh, bein Belushan Mitzri. V'chein kosev ha-Yosifun. Josephus says the same thing. The Malbim's quoting Philo and quoting Josephus. V'kadmonius shelo sefer beis. V'ayizet nechkak b'li... So what's the significance of this? V'ayizet nechkak b'libo tamet shumizera b'nei simusa. V'chein yadu kol Yisrael kihu Yehudi. So he says, the fact that his name was Moshe allowed him to grow up in the house of Paro, but always remember that he didn't really belong there. Moshe was ki min amayim shisiyu. I'm here, but I'm not here. I'm in the waters of Egypt, but I'm not part of the waters of Egypt. I'm in Paro's house, but I'm out. The Jewish people knew Moshe. This was the guy who might have been in the thick of all the worst stuff of Egypt. He was in the thick of the mayim, but he was min amayim shisiyu. He was out of the water. He was in the water, but he was out of the water. He was in the house of Paro so he could develop some of the talents and strengths that he needed to be a Jewish leader, but he still wasn't there. He knew he wasn't part of that. He was an Ivri. He was a Jew, and he remembered the Jewish people. So his very name symbolized being in the world, but being separate from it. Being in Egyptian society, but being out of it. This was Moshe. Ah, oh, let's continue. And therefore, what do you have right away? Vayigdal Moshe vayetze alechav. So this is who Moshe Rabbeinu was. Yeah, he was in Paro. Yes, he was in the lap of luxury. Yes, he didn't have to worry about anything. But he got involved. He didn't just live in this ivory tower of leadership. He got down and dirty with his people. He saw an Egyptian torturing a fellow Jew. Vayigdal Moshe vayetze alechav. Yosaper mitzidkas Moshe veich mini urav. Even though he grew up in the house of a king, and the Jewish people were a persecuted, downtrodden slave nation, lo hister pan of mehem. Moshe did not hide his face from his people. They were his brothers. Hafach. He says, most people, when they finally make it, they forget about who they used to be. Oh, they used to be a regular guy in the Lower East Side. He used to be a regular person. Oh, now all of a sudden a person becomes great. And he forgets, no, great Jewish leaders, they remember where they came from. They remember their roots. Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu is the opposite. He became in the house of the ruler, but he didn't forget his lowly brethren. Who were low. His heart was with them. Zos shlishes shara ish mitzri. Even though he grew up amongst the Mitzrim, even though he grew up with the Mitzrim were like strangers.
Alamake chora apo mitzachu mitzri nivza v'shavol beinav uvezeh ata kemiil kina alakosu esachav v'chashu beinav. Wow, let's continue. So again, this is a lesson to all of us not to forget those who are downtrodden. We may be successful, we may have had certain successes, but even a person reaches a success in life, Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate Jewish leader, he didn't forget about one Jew who was being beaten. That bothered him more than anything, even though he grew up with the Egyptians. But there's a Jew somewhere who was being beaten, as we'll see in a second, not only Jews. It should bother Jewish leaders even when non-Jews there's a lack of straightforwardness, a lack of sincerity, a lack of fairness. As we'll see in a second with the daughters of Yisrael, we'll see that in a moment in the Malbim's parish. But Vayifen Yisaper ki noses haboruach Eloki lishbar zera rasha v'leftach b'nei simusa means a downtrodden people, the Jewish people. Ulaval tomar ki asa zeh shelo ba'atzas sichlo rak mitoch kas pitom v'zelo yishubach. Al zeh omar shepana kol v'kol liros im yeshish, right? Why, according to the Malbim, why does the Torah say Vayifen kol v'cho v'yar ki einish? Moshe Rabbeinu looked to the left and to the right, and he saw that there was no one. Vayifin kol v'cho, vayar ki einish. Why is the Torah saying that? So Chazal have all kinds of drushes. He looked into the future to see if anybody good was going to come out of him. We'll come back to that in a minute. Vayifin kol v'cho, vayar ki einish. Says the Malbim, what does it mean, vayifin kol v'cho, vayar ki einish? Don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu did this act in a furious, blind act of, you know, passion. Like, it wasn't well thought out. And the Malbim says, that's not good. Even if a person's committing an act like this, you don't do it without seichel. Even if you're a soldier in the Israeli army, so you don't just get into a rage of hate and just be like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, just blow everybody away with your machine gun. That's not what a Jewish soldier is like. You have to be rational. Even when you're a soldier, you have to be rational. Moshe Rabbeinu, so Vayifin kol v'cho vayar ki einish, says the Malbim, don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, he saw an Egyptian killing a Jew and he acted in a blind rage to go kill this Egyptian. It wasn't a blind rage. No. Take a look carefully. Look what he says. Don't think. Al zeh amar shepana kol v'cho liros im yeshish. Ki asa b'masun. Masun means with patience. Uva'atza sichlo. It was with the idea of his seichel. He knew that it would be a big sakana for him if somebody would find out about this. But Oz, only when he saw nobody was watching. He did it purely with one intention. Not because he had a blind rage and he had a hatred for the Egyptians. He did it to save his brother. This is a side cute point. Right? Chazal say he killed him with the shame on Beforesh. How did he kill him? He killed him by uttering HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shame on Beforesh. That's what killed him. That's what Chazal say. So many of the Mepharshim in the Malbim follows this idea that the Rambam writes that a guy who hits a Jew, the Rambam writes a funny lashon. The Rambam writes, a guy who hits a Jew is chayev misa, but Bezdin can't kill him. Very strange. He's chayev misa, but Bezdin can't kill him. What in the world does that mean? It means, he's chayev misa bidei shamayim. Oh, so the Malbim says, no, so the mitzvah is chayev misa bidei shamayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu killed him with the shame on Beforesh. He couldn't kill him straight, so he killed him with the shame on Beforesh. Thus is misa bidei shamayim. Okay, very nice. How could Moshe Rabbeinu accomplish misa bidei shamayim? With the shame on Beforesh. You kill a guy with shame on Beforesh, that's called misa bidei shamayim. All right. Interesting. Okay. Vayetze says the Malbim. Va'af shirat saras achiv v'shai dey ken karavu lovel de sakana mechol ze lonim lalatzis b'yom ha'sheni. He wasn't scared to come out the next day. Vayar v'nei shnei anashim ivrim mitzim. This time it wasn't a Mitzri killing a Jew, hitting a Jew. It was two Jews fighting. Hamatzolay de'akov is avdol beinu vein riv. Vayomer l'rasha lama sakher reyecha. Why are you hitting your friend? Ki shnei reyim shein b'matzo v'matzo. Yeh v'uzel azeh b'teva. V'yazru zelazet. Lo shia rivu madun b'nei'en. How can there be a fight between two Jews at a time like this? The Jewish people are being persecuted and we're fighting with each other? We're being knocked down by the Egyptians being persecuted? And we're being put down and killed and destroyed, and there's Jews fighting with one another. We have so many tzaros, and we're fighting with one another. How could that be? So first of all, you see Moshe Rabbeinu, a Jewish leader's sensitivity. A Jewish leader feels if they're going to be two Jews fighting, how could you have two Jews fighting? A Jewish leader feels that if there's Jews that are in machlokas, a Jew has to have sensitivity to this. We have to make sure there's no arguing, there's no fighting, there's no. When we see Jews, we have to run away from machlokas. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw machlokas. How can it be a situation like this? Such a sad story. I don't even know if I should say it. Such a sad story that someone told me yesterday. I went to the dentist's office. So somebody in the office told me such a sad story that there's certain, I'll just say it in Bederech Remez, that there's certain chayalim, can you believe this, in Israel? There are chayalim that are afraid to walk in certain Jewish neighborhoods because people are going to attack them. Can you believe such a horrible thing like that? Such a horrible thing. Here we're in a situation that we're being persecuted, and we're in a situation, and Jews are coming up against Jews. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu. He sees Jews fighting with each other. He says, at a time like this, when the Jewish people are being enslaved, there's Jews fighting against Jews. How can it be such a thing? How can it be? We have to stick up for each other. We have to stick up for one another. Oh, listen to this unbelievable pshat, the Malbim says. Achein noda hadavar. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achein noda hadavar. Achein noda hadavar. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does the guy respond to him? The guy responds to him and says, oh, you're such a big shot. You're telling me how to behave? You think you're going to come kill me like you killed the Mitzri yesterday? So Moshe Rabbeinu gets all nervous. Uh-oh, people know about this. So what do you mean, Achein Oda Adavar? Listen to the Malbim's unbelievable pshat in Achein Oda Adavar. Listen to this. Achein Oda Adavar. Says the Malbim, it doesn't mean that he's saying, Achein Oda Adavar. Oh, he's scared now that the thing became public. Listen to the Malbim's pshat. It's unbelievable. He says, oh, now I know why I'm going to be in trouble. If Jews are fighting with other Jews, now I know I have to be careful because Broke is not going to protect me anymore. If the Jewish people, now I realize, look what he says, take a look inside. Kitchila chashav she'ein ro'eh. The Chazal amru she'no da hadavar she'haya plia be'enav. Ma chatu Yisrael mikol ayinumos. What sin did the Jewish people do that the Jewish people were being downtrodden so much? Ratzalomar, she'moshe lo haya misyare achash asazos kefi adin lahatzel samukeh. When Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, he wasn't scared at all. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect me. I did the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect me. But if Jews are fighting with Jews, uh-oh, now I have to worry. Now I have to worry, he says. Achein noda adavar. Now I realize why the Jewish people were downtrodden. Now I better watch out. If Jewish people are fighting with other Jews, says Moshe Rabbeinu, if Jews are fighting with other Jews, then we deserve all this slavery. We deserve all this punishment. And you know what? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to protect me from the fact that I killed the Mitzri yesterday. I got to run away. Wow. What a pshat. So he says, Da ki lo yofia ezes Hashem latzil lochein vayira Moshe. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. You hear this? If Jews are fighting with Jews, ochen vay for us. Then we're going to be enslaved by people and the Arabs are going to be able to attack us and all these things, chas v'shalom, rachmana l'tzlan, we're not going to deserve the protection. But if Jews can figure out how to make peace with Jews, if we can at least get along with each other, so then Moshe Rabbeinu he's not nervous about anything. He can kill the Mitzri, nothing will happen. So Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, why are the Jewish people so downtrodden? Why are we so persecuted? Why are we the lowliest people in Egypt? Achei noda hadavar. If I see a Jew can fight with a Jew and fight with me over, I'm trying to break up the fight, and he could yell at me, now I know why we're having all the tsaros that we're having. Now I know why the Egyptians are enslaving us. And I can't even merit my own protection from my own maisa that I did to kill the Mitzri yesterday. I got to worry about it now. Achein noda hadavar. Now I realize I better get out of here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection isn't going to be on the Jewish people and isn't even going to be on me, because if the Jewish people aren't behaving well with one another, even my own protection is going to be gone. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
We'll just close up here with the last one or two points. Vatomarna. Now, the last one I'm going to say, well, Vatomarna. The daughters of Yisro told Yisro Moshe's Shevachim three things. To Ish Mitzri. So he didn't do it because he cared about Yisro, the Kohen Midian. He was an Egyptian. Shehitzi Lanu, he saved us. And not only that, he Shedalo Lalanu, Shehatzala Bamitzat Avas Mishpat. Moshe Rabbeinu saw an injustice being done with non-Jews. With non-Jews. If there are injustices going on in the world and there are non-Jews that are being persecuted, that are being treated unfairly, that's supposed to bother Jewish people, supposed to bother Jewish leaders. Either not Jews, who care? What do we care? That non-Jews? No, that has to bother the Jewish people as well. Jewish leadership and Jewish people have to be worried about even if there's injustices going on with non-Jews in the world. That's what the Malbim says. Shechut mizeh dolo shehat solabam mitzad avas mishpat. Umasha dolo mu mitzad avas chesed utzdaka. Uvizeh siper mimalas adonenu. She milvad she yumagin levnei amo. Not only would Moshe Rabbeinu stand up for the people of his own people, his own Jews, also mishpat lashukim l'chol b'nei ha'adam b'chlal. If the daughters of Midian were being persecuted by the shepherds of Midian, that was something that Moshe Rabbeinu had to get involved in at all. If we see even non-Jews persecuting non-Jews, that's supposed to bother us. And look at this, va'ayo, unbelievable. I'm going to repeat this a little bit later in my introduction later. Va'ayo, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do this for any personal benefit. So the Malbim sees a beautiful double entendre in va'ayo, right? So Yisro's, so the mother of Yisro's daughter says, "No, and where is he? And where is he? How come you didn't bring him home? Why don't you make it right? That's the way we always read this pasuk. Va'ayo. Va'ayo, where is he? Why don't you bring him home? No, you need a shidduch, don't you? So you're telling me all these great things about this guy. Why didn't you bring him home? The mom says, no, it's much more than that. What do you mean, va'ayo? Where is he? Where is he means you think he had an ulterior motive, maybe, right? If he had an ulterior motive, wouldn't he have followed you home? Wouldn't he have said, oh, maybe you can give me a meal out of this? Maybe I can get a meal out of it. Maybe I can get some. Where is he? Says the Malbim, Yisro saw the guy was such a tzaddik that not only, he did it, then he left. He didn't ask for anything. He didn't ask for $10 to help fixing the tire. He didn't ask for anything. He just thought, no, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. He left. Oh, if he left, then you really better bring him home. Then he's really the right guy for you. He didn't even show up. Vayo. And finally, all right, we're getting to the end here. Right, there's a lot left. We'll just close with one thing. I'm not, as usual, not going to finish everything. Just the final thing. What's the symbolism? You have to send me an email. I got to respond to you. What's the symbolism of the burning bush? He says that even at the time the Jewish people find themselves to be downtrodden, finally we think we're all burning up. We think that everyone's attacking us and the Jews dying, unfortunately, and Jews being attacked. We have to realize that forever, we might be boer ba'esh, we might be burning, there might be fires attacking us and difficult things happening, but we have avtacha, we're never going to be consumed, we're never going to be completely burned. And this is the vision he was showing Moshe Rabbeinu. You think in Egypt, you think times are bad now, don't worry, there's going to be an end to this. The bush is never going to be burnt up, and Klai Yisrael is always going to have a Yeshua. This was the beginnings of Moshe and Shal Yisrael, of Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe and Shal Yisrael. So hopefully we should learn, and there's a lot more, but we should learn a lot of the lessons of Moshe Rabbeinu, how to be strong, how to have our own self-confidence to be able to help other Jews, to stay away from machlokas. We talk about this all the time, to care about not only when Jews are downtrodden, but when anyone in the world is downtrodden. Hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see us and deliver us our Moshe, just like he delivered the Moshe of Klal Yisrael to take him out of Egypt with Moshe Rabbeinu. He should deliver us our Moshe, and we should be saved. And the merit that we will get it, we get it. We get this, the importance of achdus, of togetherness, and he should deliver us our Moshiach. May that day come, Rehev Yameinu, Amen. Someone wants to say Kaddish, Rabbi Chaim, 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 Rabbi Chaim,